Brian Heffron is in the studio from the historic, and I think you guys should be like the historic,
the
like the Ohio
Big
State University,
capital T,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
From the General Herkimer home.
That's right.
How
That's
are
right.
you?
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to see you guys are open.
Yeah.
And your funding. There was an issue. Why don't you just tell everybody what happened?
Yeah.
Earlier this year with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as everybody knows, the state has been going through sort of a financial crisis of sorts. And, you know, over the over our off season, which runs from pretty much November through April, we got word that that the state was planning on cutting funding and actually completely closing the historic home. We've had threats like this in the past, but sort of last minute, some funds of some sort have come through to sort of save the home. But this year, the state sort of picked out four or five particular sites across the state that they felt could sacrifice, you know what I mean, in terms of saving some money. So it really came down to the fact that, you know, the moving trucks, I think, were ready to come in and take all the historic artifacts. If you can imagine, you know, artifacts dating back to the late 1600s. Getting ready to get out of a house and move onto a truck and, you know, who knows where it would end up.
Yeah.
But they were ready to go. And through, some absolutely amazing response from the community, concerns, calls, emails, people, you know, voicing their opinion, putting in letters of, you know, to the editor there, you know, just saying, you know, we can't shut this site down. We have to make a sacrifice here. Now, we can cut the funding and we can lower the expenses, but we should not be shutting down the site.
To board it up would just be it would be a travesty.
It would. You
I
know,
said it. Travesty.
A travesty.
That's what
I like
been.
That. It would be a travesty. Mark, the other day we had a family come in. They were from New York City. And
New York City.
All right. Can you believe that? And the great thing about the site is that we're right off the thruway. So we get folks stopping in from all over the
bet.
World.
Yeah.
You know? Exit 29A. And just a little plug there. And, you know, this family came in, and it was three generations. We had a grandmother, we had a mother, and we had the granddaughter there. And it was the first time the granddaughter was going to the site. Yet the two of them, the grandmother and her daughter, this girl's mother, you know, had been to the site when they were younger. And to sort of have that, you know, sort of three generations being able to stop into the site, you know, that just tells you how important this site was to the community. And I have to say that, you know what I mean, the response from the community as well as the response from local politicians, including Assemblyman Butler, State Senator Seward,
they were
several
very instrumental in bringing you guys that funding back to you. So.
Absolutely. You know, they pretty much said, you know, to the state, you know, let's sit down with the commissioner here. You know, you can't shut this site down. This site, not only does it mean a lot historically to the community, but economically, it's a very important, vital part of that sort of Mohawk Valley. You know, we get a lot of folks that will stop in off the thruway who will stop and just say, well, you know, we just needed a break.
Right.
After they tour the site, visit some of the, you know, visitor center that we have, go through some of the artifacts, you know, they'll say, hey, you know, we're pretty hungry. I didn't know, you know, is there any place we can go? Yeah. Head right down into Little Falls. You
That's
know,
right.
so I mean, it's sort of a, almost as a visitor center for those people driving on the thruway to the communities that are down there, Herkimer. You know, Little Falls, all those areas down there. We sort of, you know, act as our own little visitor center for those areas, trying to drive in some more traffic to that way. But needless to say, we're open. We actually received last minute funding, and the state right now is in sort of in an agreement with the local Friends group. It's called the Friends of the Herkimer Home, which is sort of a nonprofit volunteer group that's been around for a while. And really, what's happening is the expenses have been cut. We're moving from sort of a transition period, moving from more of a state management to a local nonprofit management, which is really, I think, what the state, you know, had in mind at the beginning. And, you know, this works out great for everybody, because we do lower the expenses. So the state does not have to shell out, you know, salary money left and right, you know, big numbers here. And yet they can keep the site open, for folks to come through. We've got over 300 fourth graders coming in this week between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Ooh.
You know, that's
significant.
That's a significant amount, you know? And you figure that if that site was open, you know, that experience of those, you know, all those school-age kids there, you know, it would have been gone. They would have not had that. So we're very happy to be open.
We're speaking with the program director for the Herkimer Home State Historic Site. That's a mouthful.
That is.
Brian Heffron. I was there. I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
We all went down there. We went to the Herkimer Home, and you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And from being from Oriskany, it was really an extra special treat because it covered the General Herkimer and the Battle of Oriskany, kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. I mean, we have lots of themes that we talk about there. You know, a lot of folks recognize the name Herkimer, mm-hmm. Nicholas Herkimer. They don't maybe necessarily recognize his role sort of in the Valley. And, you know, so we talk about those themes. We talk about Nicholas Herkimer. You know, we talk about his Palatine roots, his German roots. You know, the Palatines, the first sort of main group of settlers that are coming to come out here to the Valley in the early 1700s. A lot of folks don't recognize that. You know, and then we talk about the battles. We talk about Oriskany Battle and what happened there. But almost in a larger theme, we talk about life in the 18th century. You know, what was life like? And so for a student to come through sometimes, you know what I mean? It's a little hard, you know, to recognize what life was like back then.
When especially when you have everything these days. You have the iPads. Yes. They're probably like, where's the electrical output for these things? Or where do I plug it into the computer?
The first thing I do when they show up is I always says, everybody take out your cell phones. We're going to turn them off. Because one thing they didn't have back then was interrupting phone calls, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know what I mean? So, you know, we make sure that all those things are turned off. But, you know, to give them an experience of how, you know, things were and how you had to live your life out here in the frontier, you know, without having all those extra amenities available mm-hmm. to you. But there's larger themes. You know, a lot of folks, I was talking to a group yesterday about some of the slave population. A lot of folks don't realize slavery was up in the northern colonies. Most people who do will say, okay, slavery was in, you know, your big places, New York City, Boston, Philadelphia. Yet they had slaves out here in the Mohawk Valley.
Yeah, you don't really associate slavery with upstate New York.
No, not when you think about that early period of time. So there's all sorts of wonderful sort of hidden elements of history that we try to bring out and you know, get people just to think a little bit and say, wow, you know, I didn't recognize that.
I was wandering through the woods in Little Falls. I forget where it was. And mm-hmm. I came across this structure.
Yeah.
And it was like an old, I was told it was an old bread oven that they used to make bread out there, like artisan bread for the people in the field, like the workers.
Yeah,
I just thought that was interesting. It's very historic out there.
I tell you, you go around the valley. I mean, Utica area. Just the valley is completely rich with just wonderful, wonderful history that a lot of folks just don't sort of get a chance to go out and view. And that's one of the reasons this year we're really trying to put together an outreach program for those folks who can't necessarily, those students who can't necessarily get out to the valley. You know, we're trying to bring some of the programs and the educational, you know, learning to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's what's great about sort of moving from a state ownership to a sort of a nonprofit management is we're really getting able to do a lot more different activities, things that we sort of haven't done in the past that can once again sort of get what we're trying to do down there in terms of our learning, try to get that out to places that normally, you know, wouldn't be able to experience that. So,
and you guys are open for business, hours of operation?
Hours of operation. We are open for tours Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with tours running on the hour. So the last tour of the day is at 4 o'clock. 823-0398 is our phone number, 823-0398. You can make reservations if you have groups of 10 or above. You can make group reservations and we'll accommodate that. So if you need to come in on a Monday or Tuesday, we'll make sure that we have somebody there for you. We do have several sort of special events coming up. If you don't mind, I just got a couple I'd like to bring up.
Hit me with them, buddy.
Wonderful. I didn't know how much sort of time you had for me. But a couple of the big ones, July 3rd and 4th, we have a sort of a weekend of all sorts of wonderful activities. The first one, July 3rd, at the Fort Herkimer Church, which is right on 5S, if you're heading between Herkimer, heading towards the Little Falls area. On Route 5S, you'll see it on your left-hand side. We're doing an Independence Day service. It's a non-denominational patriotic service. It starts at 11 a.m. And if you don't know anything about Fort Herkimer Church, it's really cool. It's the oldest building in Herkimer County.
Really? I
mean, there are stones in there that were laid.
That's got to be very old.
You know, it's very old. So we're talking early 1750s there. So if you haven't been able to, if you really sort of like old buildings, you got to experience a service inside of this church because they've done a wonderful job restoring it. So this is going to be patriotic service. You know, we're going to have folks sort of doing some patriotic readings, and then we have Al Sterling, who's one of the local gurus, I guess you could say, in 18th century history.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming in and doing some talk at that service. And then the big event that we're having is on the 4th. We're doing this is our first time we're doing this. It's a 4th of July celebration, sort of a little fundraising thing we're doing, and it's a family barbecue. We're going to have catered barbecue there from a local vendor. We're going to have stone soup, which is a bluegrass band. And let me tell you something, Mark. I spent about 5-6 years down in Tennessee, in southern middle Tennessee, and that's bluegrass country.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a chance to listen to the guy, these guys the other day, and I tell you, they're outstanding. So if you like bluegrass, sort of like that, sort of, you know, that country rural feel.
I'll tell you, bluegrass is big these days.
Oh, it's big.
It's made a big comeback.
It's big. You know,
I enjoy it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, there's been wonderful artists who have taken bluegrass to make it sort of just a sort of a little niche to make it more exposed. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's wonderful. They're going to be down there. We're going to have the site that's going to be open for people to go through the house. $10 gets you the barbecue, gets you the entertainment, gets you access to the house, gets you entertainment for a bunch of colonial activities we're going to be having. And then we have a memorial over by the flagpole at 2:00 as well. So that's coming up, like I said, on the 4th of the end, 823-0398. That's the number you can call to, order tickets and get some more information about that. And, the other event that I think is really kind of cool, something different that we're doing this year, is, we're bringing in the Central New York Shadow Chasers, which is a paranormal investigation.
Ghost,
I can't tell you how many times we have people who go visit the site who will say, hey, you ever hear anything? You know, you ever see anything around here? You ever see Nicholas walking around, you know?
Not since the 60s.
yeah, absolutely. Anyways, they're going to be coming in. They're going to be doing an investigation. And then on July 29th and July 30th, it's a Friday and a Saturday, you can come down. You can sort of view their presentation about what they found. And then here's the really cool thing. You then can have the opportunity to go in small groups using their equipment. You can go walk through the house. You can walk through the cemetery and do sort of your own little investigation. So that's going to be an outstanding event. I think it's $25 for the whole thing, but that once again gets you access to their equipment. You're going to walk around, and a lot of people watch these shows on television.
Everybody watches. I think that Ghost Hunter show is like one the number one rated cable, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. And they're represented locally too. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, and the people that are doing this are I believe they're called CNY Shadow Chasers, and it sounds like an outstanding group. And if you watch these television shows and you think you can do this and you can handle this, we invite you to come down and check it out. It's going to be sort of a unique opportunity to do that. So that's coming up on July 29th and 30th. And once again, 823-0398 is our phone number to get information about that as well.
Thank you, Brian. Did an excellent job.
Thank you, Mark.
You like to talk. I like
Listen, I love the show.
There's nothing worse than having a guest come in that about, you know, because you think of a historic thing, you're like, oh, great. Here comes this old guy. He's going to come in and kind of bore all of everybody. But excellent job.
Well, just a quick thing I want to tell you. I'm a big satellite radio subscriber. I can't believe they even let me through the door. But I will say that since you've been on, it's been great to have some local issues coming up in a forum like this, and I really have started to turn it off and listen in. So
I appreciate
outstanding
that.
Job. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Brian from the Herkimer Home State Historic Site.
You
just froze up. Good luck out there. I'm glad to see you guys are still open.
All right. Thank you.